Hello. I know you are anxious to apply the Perfect Calc electronic spreadsheet to your computing needs. This powerful number processing program will open new horizons to your business and personal financial calculations. Perfect Calc is one of the most powerful electronic worksheets available today. It is also one of the easiest to use. I'm certain that after our brief introduction to the program, you will quickly master Perfect Calc. So let's begin. During this tutorial, you will learn to create and copy formulas, enter data, and move a cursor around the Perfect Calc spreadsheet. You will also be instructed about how to load and save files and print the results on paper. Load the operating system, create a working copy of the Perfect Calc program disk, and store the master in a safe place. You may wish to refer to your user's guide or the CPM audio instructional to review these procedures. Place the working copy of Perfect Calc in drive A and close the drive door. At the A prompt, type PC and press return. The program will take some time to load into memory. When it is loaded, you will see the lowercase letters A through H at the top of the screen. Each letter represents a column heading. There are 52 columns available. Along the left side of the screen are rows 1 through 22. In all, there are 255 such rows available with Perfect Calc. The screen you're now viewing is just the corner of a total spreadsheet, which measures 52 columns wide by 255 rows deep. The columns are designated lowercase A to Z and then uppercase A to Z. The rows are numbered 1 to 255. This many entries on standard accounting sheets taped together would occupy an area almost 6 feet square. Notice the two arrows pointing in opposite directions at the upper left-hand corner of the screen. In this tutorial, we will refer to these two arrows as the cursor. This position is described as cell A1. Any cell in which the cursor is positioned becomes the active cell. A line at the bottom right-hand corner of the screen will display the active cell's coordinate. This bottom line currently reads lowercase A1. To the left of this message is the word default, which indicates the name of the file you're working with. Because a name has not yet been assigned to the worksheet, the word default appears in the space. Let's practice moving the screen cursor around the worksheet. If you accidentally type the wrong character, you may press the delete key to cancel the previous keystroke. Be careful, though, not to use the backspace key because it will enter the incorrect character onto the worksheet. Press the right arrow key once. The cursor will move to cell B1, one column to the right. The move will affect the cursor's location as well as the active cell coordinate at the bottom of the screen. Press the down arrow key once. The active cell coordinate will change to B2. Turn off your recorder and practice moving the cursor using the arrow keys. When you are comfortable with the methods for moving the cursor, turn your recorder back on and we will resume. Let's resume. It is always possible to move the cursor to any cell using only the arrow keys. However, it is often useful to move the cursor directly to a particular cell. Locate the greater than or pointed bracket symbol. It's above the period key on the KPRO keyboard. Type a greater than symbol. The prompt Go To will appear in the lower left corner of the screen. Be certain the caps lock key is in the off position and type A1. Press return. The cursor will go to cell A1 in the upper left corner of the screen. But how can we see the rest of the spreadsheet? Press the right arrow key 8 times so the cursor is positioned under the lowercase I. Notice that the column letters at the top of the screen have moved. The column headings now read B through I. This change is described as scrolling. You may scroll up or down through the display until you reach a border, or you may jump to any cell. If the cell you wish to jump to is out of the current window area, the screen will scroll. Type greater than symbol, uppercase Z, 255, and press return. The cursor is now located at the lower right border of the worksheet. For the remainder of this tutorial, when you are instructed to go to a location, you will type a greater than symbol and the cell designation. Let's try it now. Type greater than symbol, lowercase a, the number 1, and press return. The cursor will return to the worksheet's upper left border. You may easily save a Perfect Calc worksheet if it becomes necessary to take a break from this tutorial for more than a few minutes. Simply type Ctrl X, then Ctrl W, and the name under which you wish to save the file. To read a file from the disk, type Ctrl X, then Ctrl R and the file name. We will perform a few exercises to demonstrate addition, multiplication, subtraction, and division. Let's start with addition. Type 7 and press the right arrow key. A 7 will appear in cell A1 and the cursor will move to the right. Once again, type 7 and press the right arrow key. Next, type an equal sign to indicate that you're about to enter a formula. The status line at the bottom left corner of the screen will display the word formula. To enter an equation, we will simply type references to the cell numbers. Type lowercase a, the number 1, plus symbol, lowercase b, 1, and press return. The number 14 will appear in cell C1. This cell will display the sum of cells A and B on row 1 until the formula in cell C1 is changed. Press the left arrow key once and examine the value displayed at B1. If you change the contents of this cell, the change would also be reflected in cell C1 because the formula in cell C1 is relative to the values in columns A and B. Type the number 10 and press the right arrow key. Cell C1 now displays the number 17. 17 is the sum of cells A1 and B1 that contain the values 7 and 10 respectively. To multiply, we must change the formula in cell C1. The asterisk is the symbol for multiplication. Type equal sign B1 asterisk A1 and press return. The number 70 is now displayed in column C. Division or subtraction of the values of columns 1 and 2 is accomplished just as easily. Press the right arrow key. The cursor will move to column D. Type equal sign C1 slash the number 2 and press return. Slash is the symbol for division. The number 35 is displayed at cell D1. Note that Perfect Calc does not restrict you to only two operands. Press the right arrow key and type equal sign B1 plus sign C1 asterisk D1 and press return. The number 2460 will appear in column 5, row 1 of the worksheet. I will pause for a moment while you practice entering various formulas in the cells. Turn off your recorder and experiment with some formulas which may be required for your particular computing needs. You may restart the tape when you're ready to resume. Let's continue. We will experiment with some of Perfect Calc's built-in functions. But first, let's clear the worksheet. Type Control X. The word extended will appear on the status line. The extended mode of Perfect Calc generally deals with disk files. The clear or kill memory option under this command will enable you to erase information contained on the worksheet. Type Control K to clear the cells at the top of the screen. At the prompt, kill entire memory, type the letter Y. It's not necessary to press the return key. The worksheet is now clear. The cursor has been returned to cell A1. The next Perfect Calc function we will practice is the sum function. Be certain the caps lock key is in the off mode, and then type equal sign SUM left parenthesis B1 colon F1 right parenthesis and press return. The number 0 will be displayed at cell A1. The sum function instructs Perfect Calc to add the contents of all specified cells and to display the sum. In cell A1, we specified columns B through F by entering a colon in the formula. The colon indicates that all cells between and including the one specified are to be used in the calculation. To demonstrate the effect of the sum function, press the right arrow key, type the number 5, and press the right arrow key again. Type 5 again, and press the right arrow key. Cell A1 displays the number 10. The cursor will now be located in column D. Type the number 5 and press the right arrow key. Type the number 10 and press the right arrow key again. Cell A1 now displays the number 25, which is the sum of cells A1 through F1. The sum function is a powerful option which will aid you in addition of either columns or rows. Let's save this exercise. Type Control X, Control W. At the Write to File prompt, type EX1 period PC and press return. It's a good practice to place a PC extension on all Perfect Calc files in order to easily distinguish them from other data on the disk. Let's try some of the other commands. Press the left arrow key 3 times. So the cursor is positioned at cell B1. Press the escape key. Then type the letter O. Escape O is Perfect Calc's open column command. A blank column will be inserted at column B, and all other columns past column B will be shifted one position to the right. Go to cell A1. The formula at this cell has been adjusted to read sum C1 colon G1. Move the cursor back to cell B1. Now press the escape key and type the letter C. Escape C is the delete column command. Column B will be deleted, and the columns to the right will move back to their original positions. Press the right arrow key to move the cursor to cell A1. The formula has been automatically adjusted to reflect the change of the deleted column. Just as the Escape O and Escape C commands open and delete columns, so the Control O and Control C commands open and delete lines. When you wish to insert or delete a row or column in Perfect Calc, simply move the cursor to the appropriate position on the worksheet and execute the command. It's just that simple. Let's clear the worksheet. Type Control X and Control K. At the Kill Entire Memory prompt, type the letter Y. You may later wish to erase the file which Perfect Calc has created. You may use the CPM ERA command to do this. We will now load the original worksheet. Type Ctrl X, Ctrl R, and at the Read from File prompt, type EX1, period PC, and press Return. With PerfectCalc, it's easy to copy numbers and formulas across the worksheet. For instance, if you were working on a yearly budget, you might wish to take January's expenses and replicate them for remaining months. Be certain the cursor is located at cell A1. Press the Escape key and then press the space bar. The message, Mark Set at A1, will appear at the lower left corner of the screen. Go to cell F1. Type Escape W to mark the end of the line. Go to A3. Type Control Y. Control Y is PerfectCalc's yank back command. It will duplicate whatever group of cells was marked last. The formula in cell A1 will appear at the bottom of the screen, along with the prompt Relative. PerfectCalc has the ability to tailor copied formulas so they are relative to new cell positions. Type Y. If a new row of cells does not appear on line 3, it may be necessary to type Y again. The status line now displays the formula at cell A3. Examine the cell references. They have been adjusted for their new positions. Let's try some other commands. Go to cell C4. Type Escape less than symbol. Escape less than is the top of column command. The cursor will move to the top of column C. Now type Control A. The cursor will jump to the beginning of line 1. Typing Control E will move the cursor to the end of a line, and the Escape greater than command will position the cursor at the bottom of a column. These screen position commands will become quite useful as you gain familiarity with PerfectCalc. So far, you've learned to enter formulas in PerfectCalc using an equal symbol. You have also learned to position the cursor with the arrow keys on the KPRO keyboard and to go to a cell using the greater than symbol. You have learned that the Escape greater than command moves the cursor to the bottom of a column, while the Escape less than command will position the cursor at the top. Finally, you learned to copy groups of cells by first marking them with Escape space and Escape W. You then pulled them from memory with the Control Y yank back command. So far, we have confined our examples to numeric data. Our next example will be a more practical application of PerfectCalc, in which you will enter both numbers and text. At this point, you may wish to review what you've learned so far. If you need help remembering any of the PerfectCalc commands, you may type a question mark to display the Help menu. Turn off your recorder now until you have finished reviewing the commands of PerfectCalc. Let's continue. Before we continue on, clear the worksheet by typing Ctrl X and Ctrl K and the letter Y. The following exercise will help you to become more familiar with PerfectCalc. We will enter text as well as numeric data, and we will use many of PerfectCalc's built-in functions. You may often wish to enter numbers in a text format. For example, suppose you wish to enter the year 1983 as a column heading. You would not want this displayed with the two trailing zeros, which PerfectCalc normally places at the end of a number. Instead, you want the year to be treated as a word. Type 1983. Notice the status line describing the data typed as numeric. Press Return. The number 1983 will be displayed in cell A1 in a dollar format. Now type quotation mark 1983. The word label appears on the status line. Press return. The year 1983 will now appear as a label in cell A1 exactly as you typed it. Let's clear cell A1. Making sure the cursor is at cell A1, type Ctrl D. Ctrl D is Perfect Calc's delete cell command. You can use Perfect Calc to estimate your taxes. We will use an example of a simple return with no itemized deductions. It is also possible to develop a spreadsheet to estimate taxes where expenses are itemized. First, we will label the columns. Type the word tax, that's T-A-X, and press return. Note that the word tax is left justified, that is, it begins on the left side of cell A1. Type Control X and the letter J. Control X J is Perfect Calc's justify command. A prompt will appear asking you if you wish to justify a line or a column. Type L. At the line 1 prompt, type R. The tax label will be right justified. To center the label, you would have typed C. Press the down arrow key. Type TABLE and press return. Now right justify the label. Type Control X and the letters JLR. Go to cell B1. Type TAXABLE and press the down arrow key. At cell B2, type BASE and press the right arrow key. At cell C2, type TABLE and press the up arrow key. At cell C1, type EXCESS and press the right arrow key. At cell D1, type AMOUNT. And press the down arrow key. At cell D2, type OF space TAX and press the right arrow key. Press the up arrow key. At cell E1, type PERCENT. And press the down arrow key. Now type TABLE. And press the right arrow key. Your cursor should now be positioned at cell F2. Type ON space EXCSS. And press the up arrow key. At cell F1, type RATE and press return. Go to cell G5. Type EARNINGS and press the down arrow key. At cell G6, type AMT space TAX and press the down arrow key. At cell G7, type EXCESS and press the down arrow key. At cell G8, type TOTL space T T-A-X, and press the down arrow key twice. At cell G10, type percent symbol B-R-A-C K-E-T and press the down arrow key twice. Type N-E-T and press return. Let's right justify column G. Type Control X and the letters J-C-R. Go to cell B4. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis H5 greater than symbol equal sign the letter A the number 4 comma A4 comma 0 right parenthesis and press return. That was quite lengthy. I'll repeat that for you. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis H5 greater than symbol equal sign the letter A the number 4 comma A4 comma 0 right parenthesis and press return.